a variety of music. But as always, if you have a question, don't hesitate just to ask someone around you. There will also be an elder standing at the communion table to receive any of the questions that you might have. So we've got quite a few announcements this morning, just two that I have. First, last Sunday was Stewardship Sunday. It's okay if you forgot to hand in your pledge card. There are copies of them back in the back corner over here. You can fill that out, place it in the offering plate, or you can also place it in the church office. A few notes about upcoming worship opportunities. Next Sunday is brunch church. So bring your favorite potluck brunch dish to share. We will be worshiping down in Fellowship Hall while we eat. I know that confuses some, but I think we can do it. So bring your favorite brunch item to share, and we will set up and we'll worship together and eat at 10 a.m. Also, please note that we do have a congregational meeting scheduled for Sunday, December 2nd. All right, announcements as we go here.
Good morning, I'm Linda Beattie, and this is Tess McKeel, and we have both been the chairpersons for yesterday's successful Church Mouse Bazaar. I just want to tell you how successful it was, and we want to thank everybody so much, because this church really comes together to make it a wonderful event. Some of the comments that we got, how well publicized it was. They come back to the snack bar because of the excellent food. The baked goods are the best that people have tasted. The pies are wonderful. And I have to say, the people that move the furniture in and out of the classroom are like the church mice. You know, they just do it. It just happens. And I personally have met so many nice people in this church over the last 4 years that Tess and I have been doing it. I've made a lot of friends, and it's been a wonderful experience. But I want to tell you where we are. When we sell spaces to the crafters, and we have 85 spaces, and so it runs throughout the church. And our sales for that is a certain amount of money. This year it was like $2,700. The snack bar brought in, on their sales of the food and that wonderful chicken and biscuits, brought in $952 this year. I'm sorry. The snack bar brought in $952. And Lunch Bunch, who does all these creative things that are beautiful and have for years, they brought in $637 in sales. And the baked food sales that I want to commend all you people that just, we had two big tables filled with baked goods, and the sales outdid themselves this year. They're almost twice as much as what they were last year, $609 in baked goods.
Thank you.
So, yes. So our total in sales this year, with everything included, was $4,947. I just want to say this is the third year that we've been just shy of $5,000 to bring in sales. So thank you all very much.
Good morning. I'm Keith Hadley, and yet another fantastic part of our life here at Gates is our youth program, specifically the trip to Jamaica that our high school seniors make in February. You probably noticed as you came in this morning a big board in the foyer that says Jamaica Mission Trip on it. There's a bunch of little gift envelopes there for little bits and pieces that you can help us out financially for the trip. You can imagine that a trip over President's Week to the Caribbean is very expensive. So anything you guys can do for helping us out would be greatly appreciated. There's all sorts of categories there you can pick from. There's also one that's sort of generic, gift in kind, that you can just give any amount that you would like for any purpose that you think might be helpful. Thanks.
Good morning. Every year we try to be a little creative with our Cameron's Community Ministry gift giving. So right outside there, there's a table, and there are four different categories where you can select a tag for adult, a girl, a boy, a toddler, or a baby. So if you could bring those gifts back, and it will tell you on there by when, and bring the gift back unwrapped, that would be great. So thank you so much. And if you look on the website, you'll see all the wonderful programs that Cameron Community Ministries offer. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Eric Vail, and I'm representing personnel this morning, but also representing you, the congregations, the friends and family of Gates Presbyterian Church, because as Melissa said today is our Music Appreciation Day, and there's several people that we know by name, and I'm going to name them, and there's a lot of people that do a tremendous job around here that you don't hear their names. The list is way too long to mention everybody, but specifically, Roy Smith, our adult and youth choir director, Debbie White, our junior choir director, John Kubinick, our organist and keyboard extraordinaire, our junior choir, our youth choir, our adult choir. We also have special guest musicians and vocalists during the summertime and in between our regular services. So if you would join me in just showing our appreciation for this wonderful group of people. And as is tradition here at Gates Presbyterian Church, what do to celebrate? We have cake. So after worship, please go to the fellowship hall, enjoy some cake. And then secondly, after that, I'm also here representing our renewal team from this summer. Some call it sabbatical. You've had a chance to get your cake, bring it on down to the adult lounge and enjoy your presentation from the folks that went to Stony Point this summer. And also there'll be some of us there also to answer questions and give you a little bit more about what we did as a team this summer. So thank you.
And now, friends, let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our entire selves to worship God.
Thank you.
Well, we can give them a standing ovation because you're going to stand anyway for the call to worship, so. Now let us join our voices together. Let all the world give thanks, for in God's presence there is the fullness of joy. Clap your hands, all you mountains and rivers and trees, for there is joy inside of you. All you nations, shout to God with loud songs of joy. And let all things now living unite in thanksgiving. To God in the highest, hosanna and praise.
Will you join me now in the prayer of confession you'll find printed in your bulletins? Joy-giving God, we know who we are, people who hear the harmony of your grace and love in our souls, but who sing off-key. We want to learn new songs, but those haunting tunes of our past mistakes run through our heads. We long to make a joyful noise to you, but the hurts inflicted on us and the pain we caused others silence our voices. Sing to us, God of grace. Sing of our forgiveness, your hope, and your love for us. Amen. Now take a moment and share your thoughts and your silent prayers with God above.
Thank you. if the children will, well, forward, backwards, whatever direction that's this way, you can come with me. And if you're coming from this way, come this way. And how about we sit here today? Hi. Good morning. What's up? Good morning. Come on over. Come on. Come on over. There we go. Hi. You can take your robe off. Absolutely. Good morning. Good morning. I know. We've got to move a little bit here today. I'm not going to. All right. Good morning. Did you hear what happened on that first hymn today? Did you hear how the congregation was so excited to thank God? They were filled with joy and just started singing. I think that is amazing because I find quite often as we gather for worship, sometimes our songs and sounds and words of thank you come out in kind of unexpected ways. But you really have to listen for them. There are days when I'm listening and I think, well, in the bulletin it says we should be quiet, but I hear a tiny voice say, yay! Because I know, yay! That all of the different ways that we thank and praise God are good to God, but sometimes we do have to listen for them. And today is a day that we have a chance to really listen to all the ways in which we here at church give thanks to God, and we also have a chance to listen to the whole entire world as they give thanks to God. So I brought a couple words today. So in English, when we say thanks, what do we say? Thanks, thank you. Does anyone know what the word in Spanish is? Gracias. Ooh, we got some Spanish. How about French? Merci. See, they're cheating back here. They all want to play too. But I bet I can stump them on this one. How about in Hebrew? Yes, gotcha on that one. Toda, you say toda. And in Arabic, see, they get all fancy with the Spanish and the French, but we keep getting into these languages, they don't know. Shokran, can you say shokran? Shokran, you didn't even know that one. And another language. They are languages. Isn't that what's so fun today? And we also, another language that comes out of the continent of Africa, Swahili, Asante. Can you say Asante? Asante. All of these words are words of thanks that we are celebrating and saying to God together in all of our languages, with all of our sounds, and all of our songs. Can we pray together? Pray together. Ready? Dear God, thank you. Amen. Amen. So you all have Sundays. That was short, right? I know. I know. Sometimes the best prayers are only two words. All right. You guys have fun at Sunday school, okay? All right. Okay. Yes, we will. I am so glad.
They do make us laugh, don't they? Our first reading this morning is from Psalm 126, titled, The Harvest of Joy. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the water courses in the Naab. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves.
Our second reading today comes from the Gospel of Matthew. In fact, these are the closing words of the Gospel. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age. I doubt that any passage of Scripture has carried more weight and influence in Christian tradition than the words of the Gospel of Matthew. Those active verbs, go, make, baptize, teach, and obey, provide that steady drumbeat of global engagement of the Christian church and has for centuries. Historically, the powers of dominating empires have been particularly captivated by the alluring cadence to share the good news of the gospel, but have failed time and time again when it comes to opening our own ears to hear the hearts of those singing songs of compassion and love. And so this morning, I'm sure you've noticed by now our ears are attuned a bit differently on this Music Sunday. You will hopefully have noticed that the music selections are intentionally inclusive of songs from across all of God's creation. This Sunday is a celebration that these words from Scripture are not only a commission, but a promise that God is with us. Not just some of us, but all of creation. And when we open our ears and hearts to our brothers and sisters across the world in spoken word and in song, we hear the ways in which indeed God is speaking with sounds of hope, comfort, courage, and thanksgiving to be the people of God in the world right now. And some of you might remember this summer during our time for renewal, we had the opportunity to welcome Amal Nassar, one of the Presbyterian Church USA International Peacemakers from Israel-Palestine. She shared her story with us as a witness that the good news of God's grace in Christ is experienced in the Holy Land. And we have an opportunity to hear those stories. So, this morning, we're going to have an opportunity not only to continue to sing these songs from across the world, but to hear just a few of those stories of God's promise in Christ to, in fact, be with the entire world as peacemakers have now for decades come. They have come from all over the world here to the United States to share their stories and the good news of the gospel.
I will be talking about the situations of conflict in my country and what, as women, we have done. So we organize visits of groups of women from one community to the warring community, and we ask ourselves, why are we fighting? We look at the issues and we agree that we are not going to fight anymore. We are teaching our women on Christian-Muslim relationships so that they can understand one another. So I'm hopeful that if we continue with the work, we can bring about peace.
Living under occupation is not easy, and it's not normal. It's causing the Palestinians to see God as a God who takes sides, as a God who does not care for us and who is allowing us to be suppressed. While God is not like that, because the true God, when Christ was on earth, he was always with the oppressed. He was always with the marginalized. And that's what we're asking churches to do, to be also, to follow Christ's image and to Christ-like in not forgetting the oppressed.
It's so clear for me that I have to be involved, helping refugees, not just because that's how I understand the Bible, but also probably because of my personal background, having many of my family members having escaped Hungary. In the summer when we had the crisis, we would receive little mail packages with notes of kindness from PCUSA students, for example. And all these things mean so much and remind us in difficult times that we are together.
I think this opportunity of being here, it's allowing me to know more about the U.S., to bring my experience as a Cuban, and especially now that our two countries are starting a new moment in this relationship, we can all use our small powers to contribute to a better understanding in our two countries.
What an incredible morning to hear these stories and, in fact, to give thanks, to celebrate in word and in song, in the glorious melodies, and praise the ways that God continues to share songs of love and joy in a hurting and broken world, this day and always. Alleluia. Amen.
Every time I hear the Spirit moving in my heart.
our songs of praise and thanksgiving, and we bring together our prayers of joy and those of concern. If you have a prayer to share, please raise your hand, and please keep it very concise for us. Let us know who you are and how we can be in prayer with you today. It's okay. Keep going. With Kate, we offer in prayer this morning for a friend of hers who was hit by a bicycle. We'll make sure that microphone is working, but do we have any other prayers over here?
I'd like to ask for prayers for the people that are in the caravan from Central America. And regardless of what you might hear on the news, they're not terrorists, they're not rapists or murderers. They're friends of ours. They're my brothers and sisters and yours too, from Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, El Salvador. And so they put themselves and their families at great risk by doing this, and there's a reason behind it. And until we can change our foreign policy from the Canadian government, the U.S. government, and those countries, it's our own doing. And so I ask for prayers for them.
And we pray for the women and men and children who are traveling in that caravan seeking peace.
My oldest daughter, Danielle, and my grandchildren, Olivia, Dwayne, and Easton are here, and that's a joy.
Great joy. Thank you, Dan, for family who comes and worships with us. Indeed, Whit.
Prayers of gratitude for the wonderful staff at the Village at Middle Landing that's taking such wonderful care of Bonnie and putting smiles back on her face.
Wonderful. We have a prayer up here as well. And we've got a few over here, too.
First of all, I'd like to thank you all for your prayers. After 3 months of getting well, 3 months of getting well, Tracy and I are hoping to leave next Saturday for Florida. So prayers for safe travel. Thank you.
Prayers for safe travel, and thanks be to God for healing.
I'd like to give thanks. I had 2 strokes in July. And I praise God for the amount of recovery that I've had so far.
And it's good to see you here. Prayers of joy for recovery.
Jim Poole. A week or so ago, I had a visit with Wendell Bertner, and he just wanted to be remembered by everybody in the congregation. He's doing pretty good. His memory is about like mine. He knows what he wants to say, but he just can't transmit.
Continued, we will continue to hold Wendell in our prayers. Indeed. I see Julie's hand over here.
My cousin and his wife passed away in the fire in Paradise, California. So I'd ask for prayers for their son and our family, and for all those who don't know yet where their loved ones are, and for all those that are helping to provide answers for them.
Julie, continued prayers for your family and our comfort and God's comfort in the midst of your loss. Did I see any other hands?
Yes.
Rona. Hi.
Thoughts of and prayers of joy and thanksgiving for all the wonderful people and wonderful music that we've had this morning that lifts our spirits and makes us so glad that we're here.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.
She beat me to it. What a close to walk with God this morning. Thank you for all you give.
Amen. 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 Thank you. And prayers this morning from our children. Prayers of joy for seeing baby cousins, for seeing plays. Prayers of joy for seeing Star Wars the first time. Indeed. Prayers of joy for being in school shows, and concerns and sadness for it coming to an end. Prayers of concern for Grandpa and for broken toys. And we also pray with Sally and Steve Christensen today, as Steve's mother died last night. So prayers for Sally and for Steve. Let us continue our time of prayer. God of new creation, we hear you calling out to us today, beckoning us to join the songs of your beloved community. With all the faith we can muster, we respond with gratitude, acknowledging you as Savior and Lord, the firm foundation of the world's goodness. And we praise you for the magnificence of creation, for autumn splendor, and even the early peaks here of winter that we see. God, we know that we are able to keep warm by the joy that is shared here today. Help us to continue to show your faith and your courage and your commitment to live as an ever-inclusive witness, welcoming people from all walks of life. In these and all ways, we glimpse and appreciate your care for us. But Lord, we also seek your healing, knowing that our lives and our world are not well, that many are left suffering and in pain. We pray especially against violence that is increasingly disrupting common life and your common good. Comfort and carry your children through their hours of difficult and sorrow. Show us, O God, how our hands and feet can move in your ways towards compassion. In all circumstances, all God, and in all people, help us to pursue beauty, even when we only see brokenness. We listen for your grace with these deep desires and songs of our heart to offer praise and accept healing. Though we cannot always see the outcome, we commit in trust these prayers to Jesus, who assures our triumph and taught us to pray, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. You all are doing a great job paying attention to your bulletin where things are a little bit different. You'll notice that instead of the doxology, we'll be singing a song of response. Our youth choir is going to sing through once, and then when Roy indicates, we will sing verse 2. And you can stay seated as we sing together. But now let us, with joy and thanksgiving, offer to God a portion of the abundance God has entrusted us with. Let us now receive the morning offering. Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord of the harvest, we bring you our thanks, whether we are ourselves as scattered seeds, full of potential, or as the ground producing the growth, as workers sowing and reaping in your fields, or as the harvest of your efforts. No matter how we see ourselves, help us to see you in all of it. Renew our spirits, fill us with your peace and your joy. Trusting you, we share what we have with others, and we do this joyfully, together, today, and in the days to come. This we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Of thanksgiving, both with our hearts and our voices, no matter how melodious or squawky they may be. So go with the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the courage it takes from the Holy Spirit to continue those songs this day and always. Amen. All right, I'm going to have you sit down for the closing song. That's the recommendation of Roy and the choir, and enjoy. Thank you.